The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. My name is Matthew. Gil asked me to fill in for him today. So there's a sheet out there for anybody who wants to sign up for a practice discussion. So this could be anything, questions about meditation technique or about how your practice fits into your life or general questions. Happy to talk with you. And the sign-up sheet is there, and if you just wait outside the library around the end, I'll invite you in at the time. And we've got a period for walking practice now, and I'll just say a word about that. In the same way that we might follow our breathing here in our seats, we follow the sensations of the feet as we walk. And we typically walk, we just establish a path a lot of times right here in the hall, walking back and forth. And it sort of dawns on us pretty quickly that we are, as we walk back and forth, that we're going nowhere. We're not getting anywhere. And the mind usually wants to get somewhere. Part of the value of walking practice is that we get to see what the kind of hunger the mind has for stimulation, the way that it reaches out as an antidote to boredom, the way that it is seeking to keep a very steady flow of stimulation. And in this practice of going nowhere, a frequent visitor is something like boredom or scatteredness. And normally in the face of boredom or scatteredness, we reach out. And here in walking practice, we reach down. We actually get more interested because it's true, walking or breathing is not interesting at the surface level, but is very satisfying as we reach down. It can be good to be very aware of just how evocative the visual field is when we walk. Part of the reason why many meditation traditions, instruct us to keep our eyes closed is that the visual field is full of very, very rich field of association. And as we walk, that's also the case. And so just seeing some fleeting image pass by or the image of the flyers at the end of the walking path or something. These have a lot of association for us. So just be aware of the impact of seeing on the process. And as you walk, you can keep some attention in the feet, the lifting, swinging, placing. And sometimes it can be helpful to even narrow the focus further. Sometimes I'll focus just on my big toe or something like that and try to just bathe the toe in attention as I'm walking. So don't take it too seriously. See what happens. Reminded of that quote from Suzuki Roshi. Something like, what we're doing here is so important, we better not take it too seriously. So we'll ring a bell at a few minutes. Or Augusta, would you ring a bell at a couple minutes before 11, come back, and there's a sitting from 11 to 11:45, then I'll give a talk from 11:45 to 12. We'll have a short period of 15 minutes of cleaning the center. Any questions? So enjoy the walking, and see you in a little bit.